This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Good morning, Tony, Todd, Harper, and Carol. I always enjoy listening to you all even just talk or tell the stories and then kind of meeting of the minds after the story. And I've been an EPP now for several years. I've already called in for one story. Mine are always brief. This one actually has to do with a cell phone. So over, I think it was 15 years ago, me and a group of us, my boyfriend at the time, we all went to a place called Black Moon Manor. It was in Indiana. And it was, I think it was an asylum at one time, but I do know that several people have died there. It was a smallpox. So whenever you have smallpox, you went there and got hopefully nursed back to health or actually comforted, I guess, until you passed away. And it has since been knocked down. I know Ghost Adventures went there as well, but this was well after the time I had gone. So I think there was 8 of us that had gone, and like most adventures that you go on for overnight, there's so many people that you really, at least my experiences, and I've been on several, you don't really seem to catch much unless you're by yourself or with a few other people. So, but at this point, there were so many people there. I think that there were 4 or 5 groups of us. So when you went in, it was decorated like a haunted house because I believe the guy used it as a haunted house during Halloween. And so you already have the creepy vibe as you're walking in, but it's actually kind of, it looked small from the outside, but when you went inside, there were many, many rooms. And let's see. So yeah, there was, when you first walked in, there was like a lobby. And then there was a kitchen, if I remember correctly, to the left. And then there was a living room area to the right. So we kind of scouted out through all of it. And it was just old and run down. And like I said, decorated for Halloween. We went upstairs and there was supposed to be a room where children, you heard children play or laugh. And they had the dolls and the ball out. Several of us sat inside there, while many other people were outside. So we did have it to ourselves on the second floor for a little while. Nothing happened. But you could hear the scuffling also of the people from down below. So we kind of finished up there. It was when we went to the basement that there seemed to be activity. And I was quite shocked about it. So actually there were quite a few people down there. And there was actually a guy there with his little boy. And we all used flashlights. They said use flashlights to communicate with the spirit or spirits. And there were several different kinds of flashlights. The ones that you turn the knob, the ones that you clicked on the handle or on the butt of the handle. And we put ours out. Back in the day, I had a BlackBerry. I loved my BlackBerry. Anyway, so I took it down there with me, and because of what was going on and what was being said, I started recording it, and we did. We talked, even I did, asked several questions, and every single flashlight answered unanimously. It all answered, and so we had first told them to hit it twice, yes, once, no. Some were a little dim, but they went out. But every single day, I think that there were 5 maybe flashlights out there. Like I said, it's been several years ago, 15 years ago. 5 flashlights sitting out there. We would ask, are you a child? Yes. Every one of them lit up 2 times. Yeah, we asked, are you male and female? Sometimes they dimmed, and one of the people there said sometimes it's because there might be several. And there might be both boy and girl. So, but they, every single one of these flashlights came on and answered at the same time. So we asked several other questions. Were you hurt? Were you sick? Yes. They flashed twice for sick. Did you die here? Yes. Twice. Are you in a cemetery outside? Yes. Twice. There were a few that weren't answered at all. But again, they all answered or did not answer at the same time. And yes, there is a cemetery outside of this asylum and or hospital, I guess you could call it. And because the path to the cemetery even had like written on the sign asylum something, because again, the guy decorated for Halloween. So it was over, a new group was coming down, and I was going to stop my recorder, and then all of a sudden my BlackBerry started flashing black and white because everybody could see it in the basement. And some people were like, what's going on? I'm like, I have no clue. It was like whenever you watch a TV and the TV loses all the stations and it's the black and white and the fuzz. There was no fuzz. So, but the black and white. And then all of a sudden my phone went out, just went off completely. And so in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, I just need to charge it. So we get upstairs, we leave, and this is around, oh my word, 1 o'clock in the morning, because you're there for quite a while, and I'm charging it. And when we're almost home, which was about, I think, a 2.5 hour drive, I tried to turn it on. It would not come on. Next day, would not come on. Could not figure out what was going on. Finally, after charging it for over 2 days, it did come back on. And I have only the pictures, no recording whatsoever. It was just gone. It was just like they were saying, we don't want you sharing this with anybody. It was the strangest thing. But it was a really great experience, and it was so sad when Black Moon Manor was torn down. But I'm sure many people have had experiences there as well. And again, like I said, Ghost Adventures did go there. Can't remember. I'm sure they found something there, but anyway, thanks for doing this. I thoroughly enjoy all of you and your stories and your feedback. And I do have a few other stories that maybe Harper might like later. Thank you for everything. Have a great day. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.